B-Pod Studios.
The man who joins us every Tuesday on Tuesdays with Sal. He covers the NFL, and he's the best in America for ESPN. His name is Sal Palantonio. Hello, Sal Pal.
Michael, how you doing? I just took the 54-inch TV out of my granddaughter's bedroom and put a 65-inch in there. So
I'd be happy
to donate the 54-inch to Natalie.
There you go, Nat. You got a donation.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Sal.
Green drop. He's got you. thank you, Sal. We'll try to make that work.
This guy, come pick it up.
All right. That sounds good. All right, so let's talk about our squad here as they go into, this is it. This is the big part of the schedule. And whether you see, coming off of the last week, I know we can't go week to week, but coming off last week, do you think this team is now prepared to go into this heaviosity?
Well, you know, you got to play these games individually. You can't play them all together.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to play them individually, and I think that they're well suited to really, I think, play the Vikings on the road. I think this team is built to beat a team like the Vikings. That's why the Vikings were only given 3, which is a home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I think their power is their power running game, and the Eagles have proven that they are a very good run-stopping team. Their linebackers are ferocious tacklers. It looks like Fletcher Cox is getting better each and every week. They're a good gang tackling team. When Orlando Scandrick was let go, I remember saying on your show that was a big mistake. You know, Scandrick, he's always been a good tackler. He's a very savvy player. I think they're a good tackling team all the way throughout. So I think they're well suited to play this Vikings team. I think Adam Thielen specifically will give them some problems. But the problem to me is not defensively. The problem to me with this team in this stretch, one game at a time, is the Eagles' offense, Mike.
Yes.
I think that they have to figure out, you know, this is a challenging time for Doug Peterson. This team should be 5-0. This Eagles team should be 5-0. And the reason why they're not is because they lead the league in drops. That's the bottom line. They have 12 drops. That leads the league. It's by far more than any other quarterback in the NFL. Carson Wentz's passes have been dropped 12 times. And that's why his completion percentage is at 60%, which is way too low. That is why he's the 19th rated quarterback in the National Football League. And the reason is because he's not getting enough help.
And does that mean the receivers right now are inferior?
Well, they're not playing up to their potential. The drops really started last year. I mean, since Frank Reich left the team, the drops have really increased. And all you got to do is look at the Colts. You know, the Colts, mm-hmm. Jacoby Brissett only has 4 drops to the Eagles' 12. The Eagles' coaching staff needs to buck up this team and, you know, make sure that Carson Wentz gets enough help. You know, a lot of people say, well, they've missed DeSean Jackson. People come up to me all the time, you know, they're missing DeSean Jackson. They're really not. They're missing the reliability of the receiving core overall. That has been the number one thing. And the number two thing is Carson's getting hit too much, Mike. I can't believe we're going into week 6. In the year of our Lord, 2019, when you and I talked ad nauseum about this all spring and all summer on the show about making sure that Carson Wentz is upright for 16 games, you know, I had, of course, I'm going on your show, mm-hmm. 5:15, Tuesday with Sal, Mike Missinelli. Who do I call? I call Vincent J. Massey. Junior.
Yep. There you go.
ESPN Stats and Information. I said, Vincent J., give me the number of times contacted by quarterback. So here it is, okay? Carson Wentz is number 7, way too high. Here are the top 6 above him. Lamar Jackson was 50 rushing attempts. Josh mm-hmm. Allen, who has 41 rushing attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Mariota, a running quarterback. Kyler Murray, a rookie running quarterback. Russell Wilson, who runs. Deshaun Watson, who's been sacked a million times and is also a running quarterback. And then Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, who has 19 rushes, but he shouldn't be running. He has more rushes than Darren Sproles at this point, which is insane. He's getting hit too much, and that is a problem. Too many. He's not getting enough help. That's the problem.
All right, so how do they play this then? Like, what tweaks do you see them going to alleviate this situation and moving the football? Because they haven't been an offensive strike team. They've been getting by, but they haven't really been an offensive strike team. What do they need to do?
No, but they are scoring 28 points a game. Some of them of those points have been scored by the defense. I get it. They're number one in the NFC East in points scored, and they're number seven in the NFL. The issue is they could be a lot better, right, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
They should be a lot better. When I say they should be 5-0, you take out the drops in the Atlanta game, the drops in the Detroit game. I mean, you've got to win a game against the Detroit Lions when you're favored by 7 at home. Come on, we know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can establish that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a finding of fact, as you like to say in your profession, right? So they should be 5-0 if for the drops. So that, to me, is the number one thing. It's a coaching point, and it's a challenge to Mike Groh, the offensive coordinator, and Doug Peterson to protect Wentz and make sure that these wide receivers are as the wide
receiver. So you don't believe they need to make a trade for a wide receiver?
It's hard to do at this point unless you have a guy who really knows this offense to plug in and play a guy. It's hard. I mean, you know, what are we talking about? Are we talking about Stephon Diggs? Obviously, I can't see that happening. There's no way the Vikings are going to trade him, especially within the conference, to a team that they may see down the road. So, you know, I don't see anybody out there. The issue is they don't. It's not Deshaun Jackson. It's that they don't have a slot receiver who can do those option routes in the middle of the field where he gets open like a Julian Edelman. Where he gets open, you know, and if I were Doug Peterson, here's what I would do. I would make Mike Groh and this whole offensive staff and the offensive players watch what the Patriots do with a 42-year-old quarterback. And I was just covering their game in Washington. And by the way, Tom Brady has been hit the fewest of any quarterback in the NFL. That's how you stay upright when you're 42. And play all 16 games when you're 42 years old. So Carson Wentz is number 7. Brady's number 32.
So the slot receiver, obviously we're speaking to the inefficiency of Aguilar in that slot.
Yeah, and look what's happened in the last two games.
Yeah.
He's only been targeted 4 times, and he's got 1 catch. Targeted 3 times against the Jets, 1 time against the Packers, and he had 1 catch against the Jets. So, you know, people have asked me, well, has he lost confidence in Nelson Aguilar? And here's what I say. Well, look at the numbers. If you're only targeting a guy 4 times in the last 2 games, and they're both wins, draw your own conclusion.
Yeah, I got you. That's what we're talking about, making a trade for a slot receiver, but I hear you. All right, brother. Good talking to you, and we'll catch
Michael, up. They're gonna beat the Vikings, Michael.
You're liking to beat the Vikings. See, right now ambivalent about this game. I'm seeing loss, win, loss here, and I'm trying to reverse my thinking.
You're looking loss. Yes.
Loss, win against the Cowboys, loss Buffalo. I'm seeing 1-2 in this 3-game stretch, which is not good.
Oh, see, I don't see that. I actually see 3-0.
3-0?
I do. I'm looking at it matchup-wise. I think if you stop the run, you can...
They can stop the run. They're number one in the league stopping a run, so Cook
you
might...
You can stop the run. Yeah. You can stop Kirk Cousins from beating you. The Dallas offense has been dismantled the last 2 weeks. It's on film now how to beat the Dallas offense, and you can't tell me that Jim Schwartz can't beat Josh Allen up in Buffalo.
Right.
I actually see 3-0.
I like it. You have pumped up everybody in the Delaware Valley with this.
I think it's a challenge to the coaching staff. You should be 5-0. All you've got to do is clean up some things on offense.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that Carson is protected. Make sure the wide receivers, it's a low bar, Mike.
Yeah.
It's a very low. Catch the football and protect Carson, and you're 5-0, Mike.
All right, Sal, I like it. 3-0. You might get me by the end of the week. I might be on your side.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, we'll talk to you. There he is. Sal Palantonio giving us the Tuesday with Sal knowledge. 3-0 he's got.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.